I'd like to get started with this my presentation about this Q2 results. So this is a summary slide. Sales, 13% growth, net sales, and operating income 42%+. And compared to last year, the operating income margin is 42%+, 18%. And so pre-GAAP 12%+, and the pre-GAAP-based operating income plus 36%. So last year, there were accounting standard changes. There were a lot of changes. However, this year, things are rather straightforward. So this is the result of this quarter. And looking at these numbers, this is the progress to date against the annual expectation or forecast. The blue is the actual so far. And at the right top, we have the revenue forecast, the target, and we're steadily working and moving towards that. And so I think if things continue as is, we will be able to reach the target. And pre-GAAP, this is the trend that we see. Now, one of the key points this year is the improvement of the margin. As was mentioned earlier, this year, pre-GAAP margin. So actually, operating income is improving and the margin as well. And another key point is with regard to the subscription business. Enterprise ARR is shown here. Perpetual license renewals, that's the top part. And then the subscription ARR at the bottom, the dark blue. And if you add them together, 7% growth is shown. And perpetual license compared to, well, you see this -8%, while the perpetual, or rather the subscription, is increasing by 17%. There will be more details in Kevin's presentation later, so please wait until he gives more details. And cash flow. Last year versus this year. So compared to last year, because of deferred revenue and so forth, there is negative numbers here. But cash flow-wise, this is rather healthy this year. And this is headcount. In the first quarter, there was this one-time changes. We had some changes in the Americas. And then so there was a headcount reduction in the first quarter as well as in the second quarter. And technical support and sales and marketing are the areas where we see this reduction. If you ask me if this has been intentional, it's rather about adoption of technology to enhance our efficiency and productivity. For example, generative AI, among others, being increased, and that leads to efficiency gains, and therefore sales and profits still can be maintained with less people. And therefore, we have further reduction in our headcount. That's what happened. And next is cost trends. Last year, cost was increasing at a higher rate than revenue. And therefore, we are controlling costs better this year. And so you see the results there, especially cloud-related costs, which is shown in green. This has been rather flat this year. And one of the reasons is the engineers have done a good job of enhancing efficiency. And so these are some of the contributors. And the yellow part is labor cost. The total headcount has come down slightly, and therefore, the labor cost has not increased that much either. But because of the yen-denominated figures, you might think that this has increased, but still, that is the current status. And the highlights for Q2 is we had the highest-ever net revenues and highest-ever operating income for the first quarter. This is between January and June. So both the net revenue and also operating income for the first half have been the highest ever, and operating margin improvement is continuing. That concludes my presentation, but if you have further questions, we have Q&A session scheduled later, so please do ask questions later. Thank you.